Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. It's our delight to have you on board as we face the issues we're going to be talking about today, from tyranny to anarchy. From tyranny to anarchy. Now, those two are connected inextricably with what we've seen in the past several months in America. It seems to be increasingly growing worse by the day. And that's not negative. That's not throwing in the towel. That's not saying anything that's hopeless. But we need to understand what's happening in America and the cause and the effect and what we need to do as Christians. The scripture is very, very clear that we need to pray for those that are over us, according to 1 Timothy chapter 2. Verse 1, I exhort you, therefore, first of all, supplications, prayers, and intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all of those that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And the only way we're going to have peace in our lives today, according to the scripture, is if we pray, and in particular praying for those that have leadership role over us. And my prayer is simply, God, remove a lot of these folks that are destroying the foundation of our nation. God, replace them. I understand, and I've not read all of the articles in relationship to it, but I understand that AOC in New York is probably out, that she is being displaced by someone in the election process. I don't know the details of it, but I'm prayerful that that is the case. And we need to keep praying, ladies and gentlemen, that God will work in that fashion. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It was Jesus that said to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus said in John 14, 6, I am truth. And then the Lord Jesus himself says, thy word is truth, in John 17, 17, indicating, ladies and gentlemen, that the source book for truth is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Let me commend that to you. It's called the Bible, and it's the truth book. As George Orwell a number of years ago said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that taking place even today with the rioting and the display of anarchy across America. I believe some 62,000 National Guardsmen have been called out. A number of those were called out by those that were making tyranny across America, the governors and mayors in America, trying to force people to stay locked in, locked down, and shut in their bedrooms and basements, and forcing churches to remain closed. So part of those were as a residuum from that, but the others have been called on duty now to quell the riots that are taking place, the pillage and the anarchy that's taking place by Black Lives Matter and by Antifa across America. It's not just something that is organic that's popped up across America today simply because a black man was murdered by a police officer, a man wearing a uniform. And I believe that's literally what took place. So let me just say that at the outset. I'm not trying to defend the police officer. There's what we have today is the American jurisprudence system. It's called the court of law, where he has the right of presumption of innocence until proven guilty. But to hear the news media and to hear everybody else, he's already guilty and should be strung up at the nearest tree. But I don't believe that should be done. I believe we need to wait and let the jurisprudence system in America make that determination. But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the truth, we need to do so based on Scripture. not what we think, not what we feel, not political agenda, ideological bent, or denominational dogma, but based on the truth of the Word of God. It was the 15th century church reformer and theologian Jan Hus that said, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And ladies and gentlemen, truth cannot be found on the fake news media. You won't find truth on the Communist Network News. You won't find truth coming out of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. You'll not find truth coming out of AOC and the Squad. You'll not find truth coming out of most of what you're finding today being portrayed by way of video footage and the cameraman at the right place across the nation trying to make us believe one thing when we understand. One of them, for example, ladies and gentlemen, there's a gigantic building on fire behind the cameraman. And the one that is making the news for Communist Network News, other known as CNN, and he says, this is a peaceful demonstration. He's saying, don't believe your lying eyes. Believe what I'm telling you. It's a peaceful demonstration. And so we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, what is happening, the source behind it. It's a satanic, demonic force that is taking place in America, and it is the convening, the coming together of several different aspects of American life and living that now is coming to the forefront, fomenting. And it's very strange as I look at it that it's happening about 160 days, 180 days outside of election time. And I've said so many times come next January, regardless of who's elected, all of this will be over from the standpoint of it being high-profiled and very, very dangerous in American life. It is being fomented for a purpose and a cause with the players behind the scenes carrying it out. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. They also have a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, to answer all of your questions about landscape power equipment for the homeowner as well as for the professional. They have a staff that can answer all of your questions about the hurricane preparedness backup equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. You find the gigantic flagpole with American flag flowing 24/7. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number, and I urge you to write it down if you don't remember it. The telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. Your telephone call gets you directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can have dialogue and discussion together on this very pertinent, very prominent, very powerful issue that I believe we need to understand, especially as conservatives and Christians. We need to fathom what's taking place, not just a matter of hypothetical, theoretical, philosophical agenda of the fake news media, but I'm talking about that we need to understand the truth, learn the truth, listen to the truth, and speak the truth and stand for the truth, ladies and gentlemen, as Jan Hus of yesteryear said. Ladies and gentlemen, America has been faced with an unconstitutional, unlawful, illegal lockdown with the shelter in place about 4 months now. About 40 million Americans out of work. All of the places of business have been shut down. Major companies, major stores and operations that have been in business for dozens and some hundreds of years have now filed bankruptcy. We're in the very, very depth of absolute despair by multitudes of millions across America today. As a result of that, over 100,000 people have died as a result of suicide, alcohol abuse, overdose, all as a result of hopelessness, helplessness, depression, and panic linked to the false governmental fears and the fear tactics that's been perpetrated in America. As you recall, they said 2.2 million people are going to die as a result of COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that is sad, and some of you may or may not know this, but late Friday afternoon, with a 5-4 decision out of the Supreme Court, there had been a fast-tracked case that was carried to the Supreme Court by some churches in the state of California, where the churches said that what the governor had done in shutting them down and are limiting them to the number of congregants that could worship They had fast-tracked that to the U.S. Supreme Court. Here's an article that says Supreme Court denies California churches challenge to state restrictions. The Supreme Court issued a rare late-night Friday ruling against California church challenging the state's stay-at-home order. In a 5-4 decision, Chief Justice John Roberts broke from the other conservative justice. Ladies and gentlemen, John Roberts is not a conservative. He was appointed by George Bush. He was touted as being conservative. All Americans, especially Christians, were excited about the fact that he was a conservative judge going on the bench of the Supreme Court. We have, as a result of Chief Justice John Roberts, we have Obamacare today, the residuum of that. We have today now a legal precedent where John Roberts is the leading one that said that it's okay for the states to shut down churches. He says here the case was brought by South Bay United Pentecostal Church in Chula Vista, California, against Governor Newsom with his stay-at-home order that ignored religious freedoms. Robert noted in an opinion concurring in the unsigned ruling that the restrictions in place apply to non-religious gatherings and therefore it doesn't pose a threat to religious liberties. Although California guidelines place restrictions on places of worship, those restrictions appear consistent, Robert said, with the free exercise clause in the First Amendment, according to Robert's statement. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Judge Neil Gorsuch, and Judge Brett Kavanaugh, four conservatives, said this: California's 25% occupancy cap on religious worship services indisputably discriminates against religion, and such discrimination violates the First Amendment. Kavanaugh wrote, referring to an order Newsom made on Monday, that the lawsuit was filed allowing churches to operate at a 25% capacity, end quote. But notice the four justices that are conservatives said that indisputably discriminates against religion, and it violates our First Amendment rights. I don't know of anything that could be any more onerous than that. It sets the stage, ladies and gentlemen, for future cases and future years and future crises that the states will feel that somehow, some way, the first thing they need to do is shut down churches. But, ladies and gentlemen, we've gone through that. We've talked about that now for about 10 weeks on this broadcast, about the onerous effect that it's having on churches and the difficulties as a result of it. And now still under lockdown for most states, still under sequestration by most governors, still under the mandate to wear a mask, still under so-called social distancing. And I might tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I am distressed, disturbed, and disgusted with the term of social distancing. When at the same time we see this still in effect, ladies and gentlemen, of the so-called fear of COVID-19, which has been proven no more harmful, no more deadly, if as much as the common annual flu has been, and yet we have America in a panic-stricken state. But all of a sudden, ladies and gentlemen, it's okay for thousands, yea, hundreds of thousands of rioters and anarchists across America to come out without a mask, to come out without social distancing, and nothing is being done by law enforcement, nothing is being done by the governors, nothing is being done by most mayors across America to stop the rioting and the pillaging and the pummeling of our cities and our counties and our states across America. Ladies and gentlemen, while still in partial shutdown, we have riots and pillaging and looting, buildings destroyed, blocks of stores being burned, police headquarters and post office buildings, and even churches burned. St. John's Church in Washington, D.C., two blocks from the Capitol, burned as a result of the rioters. What did that church have to do with anything that's called the murder of George Floyd in the state of Wisconsin? Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. What we must say first and foremost is this. We must tell you this. We need to be in sympathy for the family of the man that was killed. We need to pray for his family as they mourn the loss of their loved one. But ladies and gentlemen, his death does not in any way justify the national rioting, the national anarchy that has been put in place. We need to understand some of the dynamics that's taking place. Some 62,000 National Guardsmen now mobilized in reference to the coronavirus and the death of George Floyd. Ladies and gentlemen, violence in the land. Here's an article that says, video shows nationwide chaos, thousands of additional National Guard troops deployed. protest against the death of George Floyd morphed into scenes of chaos and violence Saturday night as activists confronted police officers, reporters, and citizens alike. They briefly set fire on City Hall in Nashville, Tennessee, while two police officers were filmed plowing through the protesters in New York City. New York Times, protesters across the county, the country, have mobilized since Floyd died while in police custody after an officer knelt on his neck for several minutes, according to the video footage. Meanwhile, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz activated thousands of additional National Guard troops to deploy to Minneapolis as days of protest over the death of Floyd boiled over and escalated across the country. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a whole lot to say in relationship to this. Let me remind you, I would love to hear from you. Do you feel that what's happening in America is just simply organic as a result of one man's death? Do you think there's an ulterior motive to it? Do you see this as anarchy that is going to destroy the very foundation of our nation? And if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Psalms 11:3 tells us. We need to understand what is taking place and the dynamics of it. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Pastor Youngblood, this is Representative Mike Hill. And
Representative Mike Hill, thank you so much for calling in. God bless you, and I pray that you're well. And if you would join in the dialogue and discussion, you've heard some of the brief statements in the pre-monologue that I have had so far. Tell me what you see. What is this a race issue, or is this an anarchy issue?
This is not a race issue, Dr. Youngblood. They are trying to use that as the excuse, but this is nothing more than anarchists. These are leftists who are set on destruction, destroying, and taking down this country. It is too obvious that this is being a coordinated attack that is happening in many different places. As an example, Dr. Youngblood, this unfortunate incident took place up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, can somebody explain to me why in Tampa, Florida, thousands of miles away, all of a sudden there is this fake outrage and all this destruction is going on? There is no doubt that this is part of the leftist, anarchist, and Antifa. And I was so glad to see President Trump declare Antifa as a terrorist organization, which means that we can now go after those who fund terrorist organizations.
Absolutely. In fact, as you made mention, what would the death of George Floyd, what would that nexus be to jewelry stores being pillaged? One man stood and weeping before the cameraman said, "I have built this business," standing in the middle of his destroyed jewelry store. And he said, "I built this business. It's been my life for 46 years. And now all of the hopes and dreams are gone, dissipated, destroyed." What would the death of George Floyd have to do? What is the nexus with that and the destroying of several Target stores and the pillaging of everything in it? What would the death of George Floyd have to do with? What is the nexus of that and the pillage of a liquor store or of other stores across America? What would it have? What is the nexus with burning a post office building? What is the nexus with destroying three police headquarters buildings? What is the nexus there with what happened in Washington, D.C. just yesterday, where St. John's Church was burned? What is the nexus of attacking the very grounds of the Capitol and trying to go over the fence and to go into the or toward the White House to harm and cause danger to the president and his family? Speak to that issue and those thoughts, because I believe our listeners need to understand with some clarification of what really is taking place. It's not an organic uprising because of race. In fact, there's a misnomer there where multitudes are saying, well, you know, it's the police department's fault, because after all, they've been going after black men for all of these years, and yet you can look at the statistics, and I have the whole fact sheet before me, 2017, 18, 19, and 20, and police officer shootings were almost 2-1 with white victims, if you want to call them that, and black. And yet we have it being told, and some believe that it's a race issue. Somehow, some way, there's a belief that police officers simply target black people, and you have bad cops just as you have good cops, just as you have those in any business, any profession. You have good ones and bad ones. In fact, I'm of the mindset that as you see the video, that this police officer that took the life of George Floyd, I'm of the opinion that he was simply a bad apple. Now, that does not justify what he did, but we have a nation of laws, a nation of jurisprudence, and my opinion is, my position is, he's already been arrested. He's in jail. Wait, let the trial take place. Let the jurisprudence system take hold and allow that to be carried out. But no, it is then supposedly on a basis that we're going to get revenge because of what was done with George Floyd. So speak to that for our listeners to have some clarification, Congressman. I'd appreciate that.
Dr. Youngblood, everything that you just said is absolutely correct. There is no justification for this behavior that we are seeing, that what we are witnessing are adults who have never grown up. They're acting like children. They're children who are like on a temper tantrum, who think that by breaking things, that by destroying things, that there is somehow some justification for that behavior. And there is not. Absolutely not at all. Now, what we do have in Florida is a law that's called Andy's Law. And what Andy's Law says, that if you are a victim of a terrorist action, that you are able to bring a civil lawsuit against the group who did that and against the person or organization who funded them. And so because President Trump has designated Antifa as a terrorist organization, we can now take them down and those who are funding them. And we know that the majority of the funding they receive come from George Soros-funded organizations.
Yes.
So I think that was a brilliant move by President Trump to list them as a terrorist organization. So now we can go after them. These are coordinated attacks that we're seeing. We're seeing it where leaflets are being passed out, telling people where to meet and at what time, and that there are tweets going out telling them where to meet and at what time. And unfortunately, Dr. Youngblood, we are seeing elected Democrat officials in Florida who are participating in this. Not so much in the violence that we're seeing, but are participating in these organized demonstrations that are taking place, which all too often turn into violence. It should not be tolerated in any shape, form, or fashion. And if it means that the police or the National Guard have to do their job, perhaps in a forceful way to end it, I believe it should be done. This destruction of property has to stop. We have to have a civil society that abides by the rule of law, not anarchy.
Absolutely. And one of the things, Congressman, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, if you missed the name, this is Congressman Mike Hill. He's Florida representative for District 1 out of Pensacola. And of course, in office, he represents all of us in the state of Florida. I'm thankful for his position constitutionally and spiritually and looking at things through the right prism that can give insight as to what we see taking place in America today. Congressman, I'm looking at an article by David Horowitz. David Horowitz says George Floyd's untimely death was senseless and the cops involved should be held responsible. But it wasn't about race. The attorney general for the state of Minnesota is black. The police chief is black. The vice president of the city council is black. The congresswoman from that district is black. But the left has seized the opportunity to sow discord, division, and chaos in America. The left is exploiting George Floyd's tragic death to push their anti-American agenda and, of course, attack the president. According to them, America is a racist country, and it's open season on innocent black men like George Floyd. But that simply is not true, says David Horowitz. And here's an article, just as you have said, in relationship to those that are promulgating and pushing it. There's a lady here in our city in Jacksonville. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but Jacksonville was on a mandatory curfew from 8 o'clock last evening till 6 o'clock this morning. Don't know whether that will be reinstituted today or not. But police cars in our city in Jacksonville have been just totally destroyed, some burned. We've had one police officer that was stabbed and had to be hospitalized. And a lady by the name of Christina Kettle happens to be a school teacher in the Duval County school system, happens to be the major rabid representative for the teachers union. Here's an article that says Christina Kettle is a Jacksonville, Florida activist. Christina Kettle, in my brief research, she's a radical. She's an anti-moral. She stands for the sodomite lifestyle. She's an anti-police. She hates police officers and the Jacksonville JSO. She's anti-American. She is anti-white in all that she says and does in her activism, and yet she represents the state of Florida as one of the four people that represents the state of Florida teachers unions and stands in a classroom teaching our kids today. I say somehow, some way, that ought to be ferreted out. We don't need someone like that standing before our students teaching them in a classroom of academia. And so I am concerned, as you have said, Congressman, in relationship to some of the politicians and some of those that are not necessarily on the forefront. This lady, this female, this woman, this Christina Kettle, even now, she's fundraising to bail out those that have been arrested by the JSO for the several days now of absolute rioting in our city. They've gone to St. John's Town Center, a major shopping center, and they smashed car windows and started trying to loot. But fortunately, our sheriff in Jacksonville has done the right thing in arresting those. I think some 30 or 33 have been arrested, as I understand the numbers. That's what it ought to be. But going back to Minneapolis, Minnesota, the mayor there, when interviewed after the first day and night of rioting, pillaging, burning of buildings, he was asked why the police officers not doing any arresting. He said, we're going to give them a little leeway. We're going to give them space before we start pushing them. We don't want them to think that we're coming down on them too harshly. I don't know how to explain that, Congressman.
No, that's nonsense. Give them a little space. What do you mean a little space? If that space meant that they were destroying your home, your car, is it okay to give them a little space? No. You stop it right away. You don't let a child throw in a temper tantrum have space. You put it into it, and you put it into it quickly. Now, that lady who you just mentioned, Dr. Youngblood, who's the teacher, I guarantee you, if she was promoting the conservative viewpoint, that if she was promoting Christianity, that she was promoting support for President Trump, she would be fired by now.
Yes.
So why on earth does she still have her job? And here she is promoting violence and destruction. There is no way that that woman should be in front of children teaching them anything. She does not have the moral capacity to be able to do that.
You're exactly right. And when we talk about this coordination of the effort, and a lot of it's done by Facebook, some of it's done by Twitter, some of it's done by the other social media, and yet these same social media platforms are critiquing and shadow banning anything that is positive, anything that is about the truth conservatively, and yet they allow this to proliferate for them to gather in the spots of hot spots, as I call it, for the destruction of our nation. We need to recognize that, and I am thankful that the president has taken a stand against things like Twitter and other social media that have made the determination that some speech is not free and some speech is free, and therefore they are continue to do the shadow banning and or total banning of anything that would be conservative or Christian, as you've just said. We've got about 45 seconds in our first half hour on this broadcast. Congressman, speak to the issue a little further. Then we'll take a top of the hour 1 minute break and come back.
Okay, Dr. Youngblood, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but if you look at this thing, the left has first started against President Trump, a Russian collusion. Then they went to impeachment. Then there's a coronavirus. Now there's this. Seems to be a pattern of trying to take down President Trump.
Yes, let's continue that thought right after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break for the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back as we continue Let's Face the Issues today.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.